Your breath came out in short huffs as you finally neared Bakugo's apartment. The trip from your apartment to his felt like a marathon, and it was something you hoped to never experience again. You came here as quickly as possible in your state of panic. You forgot you owned a car. All because of one phone call from a stern redhead. Speaking of, the sight of Kirishima pacing in front of your boyfriend's apartment door did nothing to quell the groaning concern that filled your body. With the little energy you had left, you dashed towards the sturdy hero with a speed that would have made Ida proud. Kirishima jumped slightly, too deep in thought to have noticed your sudden appearance. His droopy eyes met your own, and his smile lacked the usual joy and excitement. "Thanks for coming so quickly," Kirishima sighed, running a hand through his disheveled hair. You nodded at him, fear constricting your insides. "I just didn't know who to call, so I thought you're the best option since he is your boyfriend," and you placed your hands on his shoulders, cutting his rambling short. "Kirishima, breathe." He looked at you and took deep breaths, calming his erratic heartbeat. "Good. Now tell me what happened." He nodded, and you smiled encouragingly at him. "We were out on patrol when we encountered a villain. He wasn't that good at combat, so the fight was easy, but just as we arrested him, he used his quirk on Bakugo." Kirishima sighed heavily before continuing. "The villain's quirk causes the victim to live through their worst fear. Bakugo seemed really shaken afterwards, but you know how he is. He refused to talk about it, and as soon as our shift was over, he rushed home." You chewed on your bottom lip, processing all the information. "Okay," you sighed. "Thanks, Kirishima. Now go rest. I'll take care of him." You sent him a strained smile. "Bye, Name. Have a nice evening." Kirishima smiled and turned to leave, shoulders visibly slouched from exhaustion. "Bye," you mumbled, turning to look at your boyfriend's door. You raised your arm and knocked, the sound echoing in the empty hallway. "Huh, that was weird. Usually he would have opened the door by now." You knocked again, a bit louder this time in case he didn't hear the first knock. You stepped back from the door and waited anxiously for a response, only to receive none. You dug into your pocket and sighed in relief as you found the spare apartment keys. You jammed the keys into the lock and turned them with excessive force. The door opened smoothly and you stepped into your boyfriend's neat apartment. You locked the door and dropped your belongings in the entryway. You quickly spotted the spiky blonde hair on the couch. Bakugo sat up on the couch, arms resting on his knees and hands pulling harshly at his hair. "Katsuki," he said in a soft voice, not wanting to startle him. His head snapped up in your direction of your voice, and his red, swollen eyes met yours. "Name?" he questioned in such a small and broken voice that you felt part of your heart break at the sound. He scrambled up from the couch and rushed in front of you. He brought his shaky hands up to your face and cradled it as if it was made of porcelain. His eyes flickered over to your familiar features, and once he deemed that nothing was wrong, he pulled you into a tight hug. His arms tightened around your middle, and his hands clenched at the back of your shirt. "It felt so fucking real, Name," he choked out into the crook of your neck. "Shh. It's all okay now, Kotz." You hushed, rubbing comforting circles into his back. He shook his head harshly. "You died. I saw you die and it felt so real. I failed to protect you and I paid for it," he cried. You felt his shoulders shake and a damp spot formed on your neck. You didn't mind and allowed Bakugo to sob into your shoulder. "I'm here, Kotzki. I'm here in your apartment, healthy and safe, in my loving boyfriend's embrace," you assured him. Your words sent him into another wave of tears, and you rocked the two of you slightly from side to side. "What can I do? Do you want some hot chocolate, or we could watch a movie?" you asked. The shaking had died down, and there was no more tears to be shed. "Just this. This is fine," he croaked out, exhaustion present in every syllable. "Let's go somewhere more comfortable then, okay?" You gently led Bakugo to his bedroom. He slowly clambered into his bed while you changed into some comfortable clothes. You crawled into bed and pulled the covers over the two of you. Immediately, he pulled you close to him and wrapped his arms around you. He took his hand and placed it above your heart. I'm all right, Kotsky. I'm not going anywhere. Now get some rest. Bakugo sighed and finally closed his eyes. You raked your fingers through his hair, waiting for his breaths to deepen and even out. He curled into your frame, and as his hands grasped the back of your shirt tightly, afraid you will disappear if he lets go. I love you, Kotz, you hummed softly, and when morning comes, you would be there to help him pick up the pieces.